Okay. How's everything?
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm good. Anybody on here?
Not yet. Hold on.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Hey. Okay, how we doing, my brother? Yeah, me
What's
and you will get
on?
It started.
On,
yeah, me and you will get it started, and then we'll come back.
Okay. You know when people call, you can see when people call in, you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, I got them. Right now, nobody's on the line but me and you. So we're going to get this little thing started, and as people call in, we'll add to it. Hey, everybody, this is a new series of podcasting. The name of this series is going to be called KOA, Kenny Hodge, Odessa Turner, and Alvin Wilson. That's the name of our show, KOA. It's going to be a little different. If you got real squeamish or sensitive-ass ears, you might want to skip this podcast and move on to something else. We talk about things on this show like people from the street talk about it. Okay, we're not here trying to impress you with intelligence or large vocabulary. We're going to talk about things that affect everyday life the way we talk about it. And today what we're going to talk about is Second Amendment. Second Amendment. We talk about the rights to bear arms, the right to carry weapons. And I got to start off, before I introduce my first co-host, Al Wilson, I want to tell you a little bit of something about this gentleman here. We both were in the military together. We both were overseas together. We were both drill sergeants together. So when I talk to you about weapons, trust me, we kind of know what we're talking about. Hey, Al, how you doing today, big guy?
I'm hanging in there, Kenny, and what's happening? What's going on? Happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Yeah, same to you, brother.
Right? And I'm hanging in there. And this conversation had started off earlier sometime during the week. I was talking with Odessa about it, and he had said that he had gotten to a debate, if you want to call it, with a couple of friends of his out in Vegas. And he said that a lot of people seem to believe that this amendment is saying that they're going to take away their weapons. And I think that I'm not going to say I know all about the law or whatever or so forth, but I don't think this is what that amendment is. Taking away one's weapon. I think it's taking away a certain type of weapon.
Second Amendment is what gives them the right to bear arms.
To bear arms. Okay.
Right. But this is what I tell people when I talk about the Second Amendment. No soldier shall in time of peace or quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in times of war when the man is to be prosecuted by law. These are Second Amendment rights. Second Amendment rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, as I read this, and again, I got to be missing something real important here, because this is telling me that because we don't have a well-regulated militia, we have the right to bear arms. But we do have a well-regulated militia now. So I got to step right out there in the middle of this traffic and say, I'm not in favor of everybody walking around with weapons. I'm just not in favor of that. But what do you think about that, Al?
Well, like I said before, I think when you hear that, and people interpret it as such as saying that they're going to have their weapons taken away from them and they don't have the right to bear arms. But I think what they're really trying to design, I could be wrong, is the type of weapons that people are walking around with. If you're walking around with a military-style weapon, I feel that I don't think that there's no need to have a weapon like that, me personally, other than what you're trying to do is just to cause, you know, maximum damage, you know what I'm saying, or maximum carnage, I should say. But as far as owning a weapon and you're mentally sound and you're of the right age, I don't see a problem with you having one. And definitely, I would say training, you know, training.
Well, you see, here's my thing. I think that, again, you know, it would definitely mean we'd have to sit down and filibuster and write a bunch of rules and correct them and skew them as we proceed. But if you've got a weapon in your house, okay, I get that. Anybody force their way into your place of residence, then they get whatever they get. I'm sorry. I believe that with all my heart. But anything
right.
outside of your house,
me too.
Yeah, anything outside of your house, no, I don't think it's the responsibility of each individual citizen to police the community for other citizens with weapons, if that makes sense. So I'm not totally against guns, but gun control needs to be something that's visited with a very serious attitude or a very serious position.
You know, and I have to look at it differently because I don't live in a state where you can carry a weapon. I don't – only people that you see carrying a weapon in state – Jersey is the police officers. I mean, people have them, but – and I it's very hard to get
concealed carry?
What's the term? Concealed. Yeah, it's very hard to get that in New Jersey.
Really?
I don't – unless you're retired – police officer or something like that. So average Joe is just not going to be walking around, you know, if he has it, he's carrying it illegal. So most of the weapons that you're going to have are going to be something you're going to have in your home to protect your house. You're not going to be able to carry them. If you carry them in your car, the rules are, this is what I believe, you have to take out the magazine, has to be separate from the weapon. There's all rules that go with it. You know what I'm saying? And
right,
yeah, and
right,
I would
right.
imagine that also. Right. I imagine that also. So when we talk about this in this part of the country, the weapons that you see out here in the street, these are illegal weapons people have, some of them. They also had a big rash where they were having what they were calling, some terminology was, where it was the weapons were untraceable. They had a lot of them out here, you know. And I guess a lot of cats also probably are carrying these weapons that are made from the 3D printers, where they can actually just put pieces together and do that, you know. So you're not looking at for us here. From I'm not saying for the rest of the country or whatever. I'm just saying in this area here, in New York, New Jersey, you don't have the. It's hard as hell to be able to carry a pistol, you know. So
well,
most
I'm out
of
in,
the issues.
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm out in Ohio, and we got
right.
you know, we got open carry here. I've been, you
and
know.
What does that
I mean?
Mean
I don't need a permit.
Carry?
I mean, I can carry. I got to check that. It's not a concealed carry. But if I got my gun on my side and I got my coat draped over my gun so it's really visible, I'm okay. I'm within the law. Now, if I got my gun.
Right.
When the police roll up on me, first thing I'm going to tell them is, hey, officer, I got a weapon.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get that clear off the rip. And you know,
right.
hopefully he wasn't having a bad day. He don't want to show me his weapon.
Right, because everybody, like, trust me, police roll up on you out here, you already know. It's not going to go down like that. You know what I'm saying? If you got something on you, they're already going to, you're going to have some serious explanation as to why you have it. And it's very few things, reasons would give them you to have it, I should say.
Right.
You know,
but my thing is, again, I would like to see, and to be just perfectly honest with you, I'd like to see police not even carrying a weapon. Now, USA has gone so far from center that's probably never going to happen, but I would like to see police without weapons, man. I really would.
Okay.
You take
that PR
24, that baton, and you got to beat somebody, you beat them, but no weapons. Nobody getting shot today.
I think what spurred this all on was the rash of mass shootings, and they were using military-style weapons. I think that's why the topic is there. I mean, because I mean, and I think personally, when you talk about certain stuff for personal protection, you know, I different than talking about someone having a weapon with multiple rounds, and the only reason you have something like that is to take out as many people as you possibly can. I think that's where the whole topic came up from. You know, I think that's exact. You know, like I said, it's a different situation in these states. You know what I'm saying? Where I am, because most of the shootings that are happening, well, I'm sure they're more than what I know about, but they're usually, you know, from illegal weapons. You know what I'm saying? And definitely untrained people, because you always hear about an innocent bystander. And you and I both know, in military, we train one shot, one kill. So that's why I'm not laughing at the subject, but you hear someone always innocently get shot in these areas, because not because it's so densely populated, because the motherfucker shooting is not trained, right? So, and you can't train on a illegal weapon. So I don't, and I'm just saying this. I don't think you can go to a shooting range with an illegal weapon. You probably can, but very few cats are doing that. Now, you got cats in the South and cats, I'm sure where y'all from, you training.
Right.
You know what I mean, I know I, and listen, if I know me, I'm about that. You know what I mean? So if I was to be like him, I would know all about what I have in my possession. You know what I mean? But that's not happening here. So.
Hey, what's up? Hey, is this Odessa? I got somebody
Hello?
Joining me. Hello, we just picked up somebody. I'm trying to figure out. Is that
Odessa?
That's
me. No,
hey,
that's
what's
Big
up?
Hot Rod.
Oh, it's
hey,
Carl,
what's
it
going on?
Like Carl.
How you?
Yes.
Is this
Carlos?
Carlos? Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take these filters
okay.
off and let's just get ignorant. We're gonna take these filters off.
Okay. Okay.
What's up, dog?
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah.
We good, man. We just talking about Second Amendment rights today. And do we think that people should have the right to have weapons, man? Now, wait a minute, hold on. And you being a karate man, I'm sure you probably, how do you feel about people carrying weapons, man?
I don't have a problem with it. I just heard somebody say about illegal weapons. You know, there's a lot of them and people make money off it. And always the bottom line is money. You know, they're
right.
selling straw guns and selling guns to people that shouldn't have them, and God knows if they should have them really or not, but there's a big problem with the illegal guns, and it has nothing to do with Second Amendment rights. It has to do with following the law.
Right.
Get a legal gun
right.
and possess it, but it's harder for minorities to get guns because that's the design of the country and the government. You know, they don't want minorities to have guns.
But my thing is, again, whether it be legal or illegal, I made a statement earlier. I'd like to see the police without guns.
That works in a lot of countries.
Yes.
They have policing
and then,
without guns.
Because if you have police without guns, they're going to lean more on, as we say, using your words, man. We're going to master this communication thing so that if every time something escalates, I'm not reaching for my hip pulling out a 9mm.
Yeah,
so
some people
let me,
are just.
I mean, I don't. I got something I want to add to that. I remember being in.
Somebody got some background music. If they could cut it down, I appreciate it.
Let me get out of this area because I'm at a family function and they have music.
Okay.
Let me just go around the front. First, I got to fill up my wine glass.
I remember
first things first, man.
I remember being in can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I remember being in Costa Rica, Kenny, and I remember leaving a restaurant, right? Now we went there and it was daytime, right? And when we were leaving the restaurant, I remember first time I ever seen their police officers. These sons of bitches were standing there with automatic weapons. I mean, yeah, this was their normal police. I felt safer than a motherfucker, but it was just weird to see that. But I tell you something else that tripped me out too. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I've actually seen police officers in New York City lining up with M16s. I mean, so I say that because I see those type of weapons. I mean, for me on the street, it makes me feel a little bit more comfortable. I don't know. I don't know if we're ready for like they do in London, how they don't carry weapons, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that we as a culture. I think America is a little bit more violent than what you see in other places. I really do.
Yeah.
I think we're a little bit more violent than that for some reason.
Hey, we got another caller from Jersey joining in.
I guess it's about a rage, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
You know, but to see it in a foreign country, you know, to me it was because you over here, you on vacation, you chilling. And next thing you know, you see the police with submachine guns. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute, really?
I guess I get it, man.
What do the bad guy got? That's what I was saying.
See, that's where we are right now. Again, and this is why I say nobody should have guns. Because if the police got guns and the general consensus, because your police ain't right, then you force other people to get guns. That's how I'm looking at it. So if nobody got guns, we even the playing field a lot. Now, that would probably never happen in this nation because you're right. We some violent asses over here.
I think we're very violent people as a whole. I really
yeah.
I think we are.
Hey, we got another caller from Jersey. I'm sorry, 1 second, Alan.
Okay.
We got a caller from Jersey checking in. Who's that on the 201?
Odessa.
Okay.
What up, big dog?
What's good with you?
How you feeling, man?
What's good? What's good?
Oh, happy Father's Day, gentlemen.
Yeah,
happy Father's Day to everybody.
I hope y'all got more than a handshake.
Yeah, I got beer, some food, you know, a card. Hey, Odessa, check it. We started off this conversation about the conversation that you and I had early on in the week when we were talking about the gun laws and the amendment and so forth. You were telling me how you had that conversation with
the accident.
Hold on. Out in Vegas. And I thought that was an interesting topic because, like I said, living up here, you know, we don't have free walk around with pistols on your hip like y'all do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how
I have it in Ohio.
Exactly. And you got it down there. I mean, I remember on some shit where my brother was living in Alaska. He called me. He was so proud because he had a 380. I'm like, my nigga, you live in Alaska. What the fuck you mean with a 380 when you got moose and bear? I mean, what the fuck? I'd have something so long down the side of my leg, I wouldn't be able to walk. And he was proud to have a 380. That's my mentality. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, living in a state where you can carry, you know, whatever you want.
So Doc, tell me, what's your feelings on people carrying weapons, on gun control? What do you feel about that?
Well, like I said, you know what? It's real touchy. And I had a conversation. I was at a bar. I asked this one cat, and he was all for the AKs, the M16s, all that kind of stuff. I asked him, how many mass shootings have you ever seen with a double-barrel shotgun? How many mass shootings have you ever seen with a .22 rifle, with a Winchester, or even a 9mm? None. You've seen random shootings, random killings. But the choice of weapons these people use on these M16s and these AK-47s, like me and my man,
ARs.
Alvin was saying, You can walk into a store up here in Vegas, try to purchase some cigarettes at 18 years old. It ain't going to happen. They're going to turn you away. You go to the same store and try to purchase a beer at 18, it ain't going to happen. You can go into a gun store at 17 years old, and the next day you turn 18 and purchase a fucking weapon that was designed to kill people.
See, and you know, and the fact that me, Al, Carlos, everybody, most of us on this podcast right now are military, even on military bases, unless you got a specific duty or everything is red, we hot all day long, you're not carrying a weapon around that base either. You go get that weapon when it's time to go qualify. Go ahead.
That's what I want to ask you right there, right? When y'all enlist, right? Right, your
right.
First day when you enlisted, you went on your base, right? Did they walk up to you and say, "Here, here's this AK-47 star shooter"?
Hell no. They
no.
walked up to you and kicked you in your ass.
I gave Odessa a rundown on how long it took before they put that in your hand. They just don't put that in your hand like that.
No.
You got to go at least do some sort of training, and then. In some of them southern states, you got them country cats who their fathers taught them how to shoot. You supposed to get them to forget that shit
now,
too.
Now, there's a little difference there because, see, what me and Carlos went through down at Paris Island, yeah, the second day you got on Paris Island, they gave your ass a weapon, and you kept that with you all time. You had no ammunition.
It was locked in your bed.
Yeah, where you went, that weapon went. And if somebody put their hands on that weapon and it wasn't your hands, you had a problem. And I don't mean no small problem. You had a major problem going on right now.
Right.
So in the Marines, the second day, you don't get ammo, though. You get that weapon because you get taught, you know, because Marines, everybody's a rifleman in the Marines. In other branches of the service, you have specialists that are just specialists. But in the Marine Corps, even if you're a specialist, your first duty is that damn weapon. That's
like
you.
I was saying, Direct.
I'd like to make a point real quick.
Go ahead.
Hello?
On
calibers and technique and handling, weapons handling, you know, military people are experts at that. And I think that civilians who buy weapons should get properly trained to use and handle a weapon also. But the caliber of a weapon does not matter. If you get trained, I could take a 9mm or I could take an AK and do the same damage as I could do with a 9mm that I could do with an AK. I can reload just as fast as anybody else, and I can shoot as many people with an AK because it's a single fire weapon, no matter if it's semi or not, because almost all handguns are semi unless you're buying a revolver. And that's pretty much semi because all it does is roll the barrel around and keep on shooting. So it's not that, you know, you have an AK or – and that's the, yeah, they're bigger and easier to handle in tactical situations, but it doesn't matter on the street if you're going to kill people if you got a 9mm or AK. They both do the same damage.
They do the same thing, but one of the things that'll happen though is if I'm experienced, like you said, I could pop them, you know, I could hit you with all these rounds out of this 38 snub nose and do a quick reload and keep putting rounds in you. But that's if I'm experienced. But if I'm not with that AR-15 or the AK, when I put that 30-round clip in, I'm good for 30 shots. I don't have to have any reload or any kind of special skill.
Right.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
That's why I said from the onset that everyone that buys one of those needs to get the proper amount of training. You don't go and get a driver's license unless you pass the driver's license test.
That's
you
true.
Don't get a license to be a doctor unless you go to school and pass the doctor's test. Everything requires some kind of training and testing to do it, and they should do the same thing with all weapons.
Hey, yeah, but I still think that all military-style assault weapons should be banned. They shouldn't be allowed to be sold to the public. That weapon was designed for one reason only, was to kill.
Yeah,
weapon there, all military style weapons should be banned. Only the police force, the military, special ops, individuals should be allowed to use those type of weapons. That's just my
reason why they have that Second Amendment rate for that weapon or any weapon is because if you only let the cops hold the weapons, it's like KRS said, overseer.
The Second Amendment timeline now. You're on the Second Amendment. When was the Second Amendment drafted? Okay,
right.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't drafted. It wasn't designed to say
no black
assault weapon.
But that was not until
that's their
that was
loophole
not until
the Second Amendment.
No, not at all.
That's a loophole right there. Just like
that.
That's a loophole.
That wasn't intended for black people neither. Definitely. When they did all of that, they weren't talking about black people ever having any bearing arms. That was,
but
that
to
was
let police officers walk around with them is crazy. Did you see Texas?
Right.
They stood outside looking like they were going to combat.
For an hour.
All dressed up in battle gear, but they didn't attack the actual enemy. But if it was a black person, that person would have been dead with all those weapons that they had, 19-1
yes.
in the hallway,
hey,
while the kids
can
were being killed.
I want to tell y'all something that happened to me that I told Odessa about. I don't know if I told you, Kenny. Dude, you know, at UPS, right? You know, we have drivers that come from all over, right? And I was in the car wash, right? And this driver came in with his tractor trailer. He was washing the tractor trailer. A brother, never saw this brother before in my life. And I walked in there because I do the inspection and all that. So I walked up in there. I said, "What's good?" And he looked at me. He said, "Brother, can I speak to you?" I said, "Yeah, you know, go ahead. Well, you know, what you want to talk about?" He said to me, he said, "You heard about that shooting up in Buffalo?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "One of them," he said, "the woman," he said her name and everything. He said, "That was my cousin." I said, "What?" And I looked at him, and he was like, he had little tears in his eyes, and he got to his phone. He showed me the picture, you know, and I saw the picture from the news, and I was like, and he was just in there. And it was a strange conversation that he and I never met this man, never met him. And we just chopped it up, and I said, I was just saying to him, you know, that how bad I felt, you know, feel what he was saying, and he just said that it was something about when I came in there that he just wanted to get this off his chest, and he said I look like somebody that I could, you know, say something to, and I just felt like, you know what, and it was strange because when I was speaking to him, y'all know me, I speak from the heart, but I just try to just say some words that I thought, you know, might have made him feel better. But I just thought it was, but I had a little guilt because of the fact that I had saw the video, you know, and I didn't want to say anything, but I had saw the video, and the video was sickening when you saw this cat pull up like he did, you know what I mean, and how he got out the car with that AR-15, and he just started popping people, man, and it was hard to watch. It really was. And I saw it, and after I saw it, I had just erased it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it was just something, you know what I mean, that here I am. I saw it, and then I'm here. I'm talking with this man like that, bro. That's why when I see that, there's no need to have nothing like that out here on them streets. Yo, this cat, I don't know if y'all ever – you just see it, but it was one spot where he rolled up on a white dude. And the white dude said, "Hold up, hold up, hold up." And you know what he did? He said, "No problem." I think he said something to him, and then he walked away. He didn't shoot the white guy. And it was right there on the fucking video. I saw it.
You don't need
that type of weapon out here in the streets. There's no if you hunt with that motherfucker. You couldn't eat the meat if you shot that many rounds in a motherfucker. An animal.
Well, you know,
you couldn't eat the meat.
So we're talking about those assault weapons now, assault rifles and shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we took them off the market, I don't know. I when you start defining what we're going to allow to be sold, what's not going to be sold, I don't know. Like I said, I just think it's easier and it's so much safer. You can have weapons in your home. That will include your hunting rifles, et cetera, et cetera. But you start taking the weapons outside your house, nah, you got a problem. You got that. That's from my view. You got a problem, whether it's a double-barrel shotgun or that AR-15. You bring it outside your house and you're not going hunting, yeah, and you commit a crime with it, I'm going to hit you with 50 extra years on top of whatever else you're supposed to get.
So I'm a small arms expert, and I have a weapon. Should I give it back, or should I turn back the $3,000 that it cost to pay for that assault weapon? Just give it away because I shouldn't have a weapon, even though I'm highly trained.
I hear what you're saying.
Everybody should get rid of them, or just a select few.
Well, see, once again, we have to do this shit in levels. I say, how Nipsey say, there's levels to this shit. Let's first stop the sale of them. Then we can talk about how we're going to recoup the weapons that are on the street. But no, if I paid money for my weapon for the
mine is not on the street. It's locked up in the gun safe. Let's say mine is not on the street. It's locked up in the gun safe, and I'm not going out. I don't have no desire to kill people. I have my chance to do that.
So what do you have? Yeah, right. Hey, what the? We had a chance to do it legally.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What should I, Odessa? What should I do with my assault weapon?
Listen, man, y'all making this thing like these Republicans and left and right people. The bottom line, my opinion is that fucking those military style weapons should not be used on the street. And the only way you're going to deal with that is you got to cut it off from the neck, the gun companies. That's the issue.
And Russia, when you start talking about the NRA, oh, ain't nobody trying to fuck with them. They so big.
They the most powerful organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're powerful.
Yeah.
They're very powerful. Go ahead.
I'm not saying you take away guns, because everybody has a right to defend themselves. See, that's what people fall back on that Second Amendment at. I'm not saying ban guns, because I wouldn't want it banned. You got to be able to protect yourself. But my point is this, those military-style weapons, when you are 18 years old, you can walk into a gun store with your identification and purchase that fucking gun. But you can't walk into a store and purchase a pack of fucking cigarettes or a beer. That's a problem to me.
Yes, and when you say it like that, Doc, that should be a problem to everybody. I can't go buy a pack of cigarettes,
I'm going to hire somebody up here, like a guy who's good with videos and shit, right? I'm going to find a white kid and a black kid. And I'm going to go to the hood stores, and then I'm going to have them go into a gun store. I'm going to give them the money to purchase a vehicle, to purchase a gun. I'm going to see the how easy it is to purchase a gun over cigarettes.
Well,
and I'm
going to
put
that shit on
Facebook somewhere.
You already know. Like I said, it's not that easy here, though. I mean, it's not that easy in the state of Jersey. To get, you know, you got to be like, you got to go through a lot of shit. They make it difficult to motherfuckers to go get you something like that. So
Jersey's
that's why
one
a lot
of the big four, though.
What was
There's
that?
Four states, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and California, that the gun laws are higher and more restrictive than any other state in the country. So when you're talking about those four states, it's much harder to get a gun or purchase a gun here than it is in all the other states besides those four.
It is.
So
it is. But you do all type of shit. So, and a lot of people, that's why there's so many illegal guns in the state, in these states, because cats, they say they ain't gonna let that shit stop them. They're gonna get something one way or the other. And that's just a known fact. The problem with that is that you don't have the proper training. You got some dudes right now that's walking down the street. First time they bust out on somebody with something, shoot somebody, it's probably the first time they fired that weapon. And they don't even know how it's going to react. And that's how people be getting shot innocently. I'm trying to tell you. Motherfuckers shoot all type of shit because they have never shot that shit they have before. You know we from
like
the
streets. Like a curveball.
Right. We from the streets. We know what we're talking about here. That's why cats out here get shot innocently, because that's what happens. The first time they ever pulled it out was right there, and it's no training. Now you have cats like in the States, like where these cats are from. I'm sure the people who got shot there is the motherfucker who they were aiming at. I'm pretty sure of that. We may have some. I'm pretty sure, you know, because if I lived in a city, trust me, where you could do that, I'm training, I'm going to the range, because that's what I'm doing. I'm anal like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just have something for the sake of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be proficient with that motherfucker, right?
Well, you know, I say this. I own guns only because other people have guns. I don't own guns because I like guns. We work with guns. We train people to use guns. Right? We are weapons trainers, everybody on this podcast. But my thing is, I don't care for guns. If nobody else has guns, I would be the first in line to get mine up. Well, I won't be the first in line because everybody be shiesty and ain't going to be fair with it. But if we could come to an understanding that there are going to be no guns, I would be a part of that and get my guns up, because I don't deal with guns like that. I have them because other people have them, and I'm very well versed in them, but I don't like to use them.
Okay, I'm just speaking from my perspective living here. In order for me to feel like I need to have something on me, I have to go into a situation. So what that means, I'm going to have to go into some hood shit. Where, you know what I'm trying to say? So if I go into some hood shit, then I need to have my hood shit ready. That's also, I don't feel like if I live in my world that I'm going to ShopRite that I need to be worried about somebody. I don't, maybe I should, but I don't feel like that. I just don't. So that's what that's how I look at it. Some people get these weapons and what they keep them with them because it makes them, I guess it makes them feel macho. I guess it makes them feel, it substitutes something for them. And I, you know what I'm saying? Me, I'm only talking about myself. For me, I would feel like I would have to say, okay, if I'm going into, let's say, Newark, I should have a burner with me going to Newark. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. If I go to New York and I'm going somewhere anywhere in New York, you might want to have something with you. You know what I'm saying?
That's your right to go to Harlem free.
No, I'm just saying. So I'm looking at my life for what I would do. You know what I'm saying? You know, living where you live at, whatever, I guess dictates that. Now, when you have cats that live like in these rural areas, you know what I'm saying, and I guess they don't have police that can get to them or sheriff that can get to them. Yes, I can understand that. But living in a densely populated community, I guess you just limit yourself where you can go. Now, people can get shot anywhere. That's just what it is. I'm not saying that. You put yourself in a den with motherfucking wolves, that's what's going to happen to you, though.
That's what's going
to
happen.
You should know.
So, hey, but listen, I'm going to have to bring this podcast to an end. But what we're going to do, since I got my whole team here, once we come off this show, within 5 minutes, Al or Dustin call back in, and we're going to finish this. I just got to go and set up another one, and we can finish this conversation.
Okay.
We good, Doc? OD, you still there?
I don't know what something happened. Who's there? Who's on the line?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah,
you want to call back in like 5 minutes? We finish this.
I tried, but my wife is already after me. Like, what are you doing out here? Glad to move away from everybody else. By the
I'm
music.
Sorry.
So,
Odessa,
and you thought she was
Odessa
the best
dropped.
Thing in the world.
Okay, Odessa dropped, and Los is still here. My bad. All right.
Okay.
So then we'll call this a day, and listen.
Okay.
We'll get together and we'll do this again. In fact, we might do this every Sunday. This might be a Sunday.
I'm going to tell you right now that I love my guns and I love to shoot, but I ain't interested in going out and killing nobody. Point blank.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to give up my guns because they're locked up and I don't take them out for nothing. I don't need them. I could defend myself without a gun.
I was getting ready to say.
Carlos,
I knew as Al. I knew at some point Steve Seagal was going to tell us he don't need that gun.
No, Carlos, understand what I'm saying. you limit yourself. Carlos, when you in the hood, you got to have hood shit with you. I understand this. You see, think about it. This is what I'm saying from living here. Now, That's my perspective. I limit myself to be in situations where some shit like that may happen. I'm prepared if it has to go down, but that's what it is, right? It's just I don't know it any other way. Living in the
I'm gonna respect like, your opinion, okay. But you see it the way you see it, but I don't see it that way for my own personal reasons. I don't see it that way.
Okay.
But as I said, I gotta bring the podcast to a close, folks. We'll get together. We'll talk offline, and we'll set this up so we can have these kind of conversations every Sunday.
We'll chop it up.
All right, good deal. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge, the podcast, the KOA. We talk about Second Amendment and gun control, and should you have the right to bear arms? That was the real topic, and we will revisit that topic and have additional conversation. So. This is Kenny Hodge saying good night. And, hey, Al, Carlos, let's say good night to the audience.
Good night, everybody.
Take care. Good night.
All right. Talk to you. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that. For impromptu, that was good. But listen, what you doing later tonight? You up tonight, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I got to go take care of some shit with wifey, but maybe like around 6:30, man, I'll call you back, and we might go do another show tonight.
Hey, however you want to do that. You know what I mean?
All right, cool. Yes.
It's a different mentality. Here, people who got shit, they got shit illegal. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got.